Welcome to Daily Inspirations. I greet you in Jesus' name. Today we will look at several passages of Scripture. We will start in Colossians chapter 3 in verse 12, several verses here. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So there's one word here, or one phrase, that I'm going to narrow in on, and that is to be thankful. It's actually mentioned twice here in this passage of Scripture. In verse 15, it says, be thankful. And in verse 17, it says, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So that, I think, is sometimes an area where we can forget to follow the teaching here, to be thankful. And there's one thing that I specifically will speak about that we ought to be thankful for, and that is for people who are a blessing and an encouragement to us, especially to us in our spiritual walk. Do we thank God often enough for those who have mentored us and taught us the word, who have encouraged us and blessed us, for those who have been just a source of encouragement or inspiration to us? Paul understood this clearly. I'm going to go through several of his epistles here and just read what he wrote, not to us, but to them, starting with the book of Romans. He was writing to the Romans in chapter 1, verse 8. He says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. So here he started in, first of all, by telling them that he thanks God for them. And he was writing this to them so that they would know that he is thanking God for them. To the Corinthians, he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by him, in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. Here he was writing to the Corinthians that he thanks God concerning them. And again to the Ephesians, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Here again, he was writing to the Ephesians that he thanks God for them. To the Philippians, in chapter 1, verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. That to me is just amazing, that in every prayer he prayed for them, and he thanked God every time he remembered them. And he wrote this to them. He wanted them to know that he thanks God for them. To the Colossians in chapter 1, verse 3, we give thanks to God, to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Just another one. He wanted them to know that he thanked God for them and that he was praying for them. Not only did he thank God, but he also let them know that he thanks God for them. To the Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. And to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3, he starts this letter to Timothy. Now he's writing to one person, not to a church, but to one person. And he writes, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. And then to Philemon, he wrote in verse 4, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. So these references here in Paul's epistles, just to show me that Paul clearly understood the need to thank God for these people that he was writing to. He thanked God for them and prayed for them without ceasing, night and day, people that he knew personally. And not only that, he also wrote to them, telling them of his love for them and of his thankfulness, that he was thanking God for them. And I think that's a challenge for us. It is for me to apply that to my life, to thank God for the people in my life, and also to let them know that I thank God for them. So I hope that you can be inspired to do so as well. And may God bless you.